Justice Department covering for deep state by not charging Sam Bankman-Fried. By Sean Moran on December 31, 2023. The Justice Department, DOJ, has been accused by multiple sources of covering for the deep state by not holding a second trial against disgraced former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried for his allegedly unlawful political donations and bribery of foreign officials, the New York Post revealed Saturday. Federal prosecutors said on Friday that they will not hold a second trial against Bankman-Fried, claiming there was a public interest in a resolution to the Bankman-Fried case. Related video, Marr, seems like FTX CEO avoided scrutiny because he was on Left's team, has a very Epstein feel. The prosecutors also said that much of the evidence that would be offered in a second trial was already offered in the first trial and can be considered by the court at the defendant's March 2024 sentencing. The officials added, given that practical reality, and the strong public interest in a prompt resolution of this matter, the government intends to proceed to sentencing on the counts for which the defendant was convicted at trial. Representative Tim Burchett, RTN, on Friday said the trial will not allow the American people to know more about which politicians tried to influence. So we won't know which politicians he bribed or whose campaigns he influenced? That collective sigh of relief you are hearing is from the deep state, Burchett wrote. Related video, new FTX CEO John Ray, scandal is plain old embezzlement. Crypto law founder John Deaton wrote, the DOJ has shown again that it is not an independent agency. Who is the attorney general protecting? Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk said. The SBF case became too high profile for the DOJ to completely ignore, but they made sure laundering $100 million of customers' money to Schumer, Biden, and McConnell and other dark money groups would never blow back on the elite. Trump faces 700 years in federal prison, but America's uniparty cabal just gave themselves a get-out-of-jail-free card. You're witnessing DC corruption in real time. The New York Post reported. In 2021 and 2022, Bankman-Fried donated nearly $38 million to various candidates and PACs, mainly giving his cash to Democratic candidates and left-wing groups, according to Federal Election Commission filings, FEC. The majority of his political givings went to the Protect Our Future PAC, a group founded in January 2022 that is dedicated to boosting candidates who are committed to preventing future pandemics, the Post continued. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.